Sam, you have been excited all week about this. We all are.
Yeah, we are.
But you're jumping out of your chair.
I am a little bit. You know, well, I love it when Daryl comes to visit, of course. But it's even better this week. So I know I'm excited about what's about to happen here on 4RO. So I am. I'm a little bit. I feel like a kid in a candy shop.
I know. And you're not even going to win.
I know.
The General Manager of CTC, Daryl Lapworth, joins us this morning to talk about the CTC Rocky River Run, but it's more than that this morning, Daryl.
It is, because I think I bought coffee in for Sam. I think that's why she's jumping out of her skin this
that's
morning.
That's also one of the things as well. Thank you.
No, but I think it's a fantastic morning. It's, you know, the Cades have come on board and to give some sponsorship, and what they've done is, for early bird registration, is to give a fantastic experience for the winner that we're about to announce shortly. Hopefully they'll answer their phone and and we can tell them what sort of prize they've won and those sorts of things, which would be excellent.
Daryl, in front of me I have the list that we're going to draw from of the people who pre-registered for the CTC Rocky River Run. Over 600 names. How does that make you feel?
Fantastic. I mean, this time last year the Rocky River Run had 102 at this stage. Mm. So we've got, at the moment, I think it's 675 or something like that. So we're pretty excited about it. You know, at the, again, I must say, you know, the Rotary did a fantastic job. We're not competing against the Rotary, but we want to make sure that we try and make it bigger and better every year that we're a part of it, and bring in new things like this, which is giving back to the community as well. You know, hopefully it goes to a worthy person that really will enjoy the experience at the Caves.
So there's this draw for the people who have pre-registered, but you've just added, as you said, so much more to the Rocky River Run for 2016. Tell us about some of those other things.
Yeah, certainly. We again, we're pretty excited this week. We sold out of the dinner, which you and Sam are coming to, which is fantastic.
Which you hadn't advertised yet. You hadn't got
no.
No advertising.
Sold out. Which is fantastic. Yeah. So
they heard we were going.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Of course. Yes.
And I think it had a little bit to do with the red carpet event. You know, the Channel 7 will be there with a reporter and a little bit of Hollywood coming to Rockhampton, I suppose.
So, very special.
For us, that's excellent. You know, it's the first time it's been on. Again, we'll have a guest speaker being our own Catherine Austin and telling us about what she's been doing and those sorts of things, how she got started and some of those experiences, especially where you get to 12 hours of running.
Yeah, because that ambassador aspect is new too.
Yeah, it is new for us. So, you know, we want to try a lot of new things and see what works. And this week we had a sponsors get together as well, and just to ask the sponsors what their feedback was, but it was excellent. Mm. We talked a little bit about the cause as well and why we got involved. And it's not just about the run and the social aspect and those sorts of things. It's also about giving back to mental health. You know, mental health issues, deaths just keep rising in regional Queensland at the moment. I think last year was 28 deaths, and they're all preventable. So we need to support this event, and the money will be going to those sorts of good causes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's the zombie run, there's the media challenge. This isn't just one event on a Sunday morning, this is a weekend.
It is now, yes. It's a full weekend, and again, hopefully we can do something better again next year, but certainly this year we had limited time. But the zombie run, it's getting some people, and we've got some people, like my staff.
Oh, really?
No, they want to go in it, but they'll be actually supervising, I suppose. But we got makeup being done as well. So people are purchasing makeup so they can come along and before the run or before the after party, they can actually purchase makeup. And poor Jody, my wife, will be doing the makeup. So that'll be interesting.
She'll be one busy lady.
She will be, yes. We got a couple other people as well. But it's pretty good.
Someone said to me the other day, and I don't know how much of this you can reveal, but they asked, what is a brain burger?
I think you should ask your boss.
Okay. Well, he's making him, isn't he?
Yeah, yes, he is.
He's the cook.
The brain burger.
So I think people will have to come along and experience it, so it'll be pretty interesting.
All right. We have 675 names here. Sam, if you could go and cut these up individually.
Oh, yeah, and put them in a little bucket.
And
for
put
you?
Them in a bucket. No, we're going to put you in a barrel over there and put you in the barrel. I'll dip you into the barrel and we will get ourselves a winner of that fantastic prize.
Nothing like a bit of barrel dipping on 4RO for Saturday morning, right? I'm looking forward to calling the winner.
Fantastic. Well, we'll do that in the next 15 minutes. Daryl, thanks again for joining us. Stick around. We'll find out who's going to win that fantastic prize at 21 to 9 at 4RO.